It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds scored five times in the bottom of the ninth Saturday night and went on to beat the LA Angels 7-5. The big blow in that first inning was that Tyler Stevenson grand slammed the right field. Stuart Fairchild was on base three times. He drove in two runs. Spencer Steer collected three hits in the game. Graham Ashcraft started for the Reds. He had a so-so night on the mound. He allowed five runs in five-plus innings. Nick Martinez did a great job in relief. He pitched three shutout innings, and Alexis Diaz pitched a perfect ninth for the save. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Hit Cowboy. Good win tonight. And we talked about him a little bit last night, and we'll do it again today. Tyler Stevenson, a lot of hard contact leading up to the last couple of ball games, and now he's getting the results that he's been waiting for. A home run last night that he absolutely destroyed. Tonight it was different. It was a grand slam in the first inning that kind of carried the Reds to victory tonight, but it wasn't that same swing. He was trying to go the other way. It just happened to get out inside the right field foul pole.
Yeah, I think anytime you have a hitter that can hit a tape measure shot to left and then a line drive right down the right field line, that makes it tough on the pitcher. You're not really sure which side of the plate that you need to go to. And Tyler Stevenson able to exhibit that in game one and in game two. He seems to be on time.
How much of a relief was it to see Alexis Diaz come in and slam the door, retiring the Angels 1-2-3 tonight in the ninth?
Yeah, I thought the Reds bullpen just really shut down the Angels. Nick Martinez came in and did a phenomenal job. But I agree with you, Tommy. I thought that Alexis Diaz tonight looked like the Alexis Diaz that we saw the majority of last year, which is an awfully good feeling, especially when you have a one- or a two-run lead heading into the ninth inning.
Graham Ashcraft was really good the first two times through the order, faltered that third time through. Is that concerning at all for you with him?
I don't know. I mean, he faced Mike Trout for the third time, and that was the best at-bat that he had against Mike Trout. I think a lot of it is just some guys have your number on a certain night, and on this night it just seemed that Miguel Sano was seeing the ball well out of his hand.
Red 7-5 winners over the Angels. They go for the series sweep tomorrow afternoon. Yid?
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds knocked off the Angels at Great American Ballpark Saturday night 7-5, and now to the highlights. The Angels scored in the top of the first off Red starter Graham Ashcraft. Anthony Rendon reached on an infield single to begin the game. He suffered a hamstring injury running the first base and was replaced by Zach Neto. Mike Trout then singled. Next up was Miguel Sano.
The pitch. Sano swings. He drives this one pretty well to center field. On the run, Thompson. He leaps. It hits out of his glove and rolls behind him. Heading to the plate is Neto, and he will score as Trout ends up at third and Sano at second. It looked like a catchable ball. It was well struck in center field, but you could tell Bubba Thompson got turned around by it badly.
Brandon Drury then got the second run home.
And the pitch to Drury is a broken bat roller toward De La Cruz. He will charge scoop. Only one play, and that's the first to get Drury. Trout will score. And it's 2-0 Angels on the 6-3 ground out by Drury.
Cincinnati took the lead in the bottom of the first in a big way. With one out, Spencer Steer reached on an infield single. He moved to second base on an error by the third baseman. Next up, Stuart Fairchild.
The lefty Patrick Sandoval comes set and brings it home. The pitch. This ball is scalded to left field. It is well hit, and that is going to one hop to the wall. Around third is Steer. He'll score, and Fairchild's into second base with an RBI double. It is 2-1 Angels.
Jamer Candelario then walked. Christian Encarnacion Strand struck out, but Angel starter Patrick Sandoval walked Ellie De La Cruz to load the bases with two outs. That brought Tyler Stevenson to the plate, and the Reds catcher did this.
The 0-1 pitch. He swings and goes the other way. Deep to right, toward the corner, and gone! Tyler Stevenson with a grand slam!
Graham Ashcraft pitched a 1-2-3 second inning, and he helped himself with the glove.
Ashcraft sets ready and deals the 1-1. And there's a little soft tapper up the first baseline. Ashcraft will glove it. It's a fair ball. Glove flip to Encarnacion Strand for the out. How about that little play there by Ashcraft?
Ashcraft put a couple of runners on base in the third, but got out of it without a run scoring. He pitched a perfect fourth. He then pitched a 1-2-3 fifth and ended that inning against Mike Trout.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider down and away. So Ashcraft fans Trout. Another 1-2-3 inning for the Reds right-hander. And he has struck out four so far in this one.
The Reds couldn't score in the second, third, or fourth, but they crossed the plate again in the fifth. Jonathan India led off with a base hit. Spencer Steer walked. And then Stuart Fairchild came back to the plate.
Now his pitch. This ball's ripped on a line into left. That's a hit. India being waved around third. Here comes Ward's throw to the plate. Cut off. India scores standing on the RBI single to left by Stuart Fairchild to stretch the Reds' lead. It's now 6-2.
That was it for LA starter Patrick Sandoval. He was replaced by Jose Suarez, who immediately walked Candelario to load the bases. He struck out CES, but then he had a deal with Ellie De La Cruz, and he gave Cincinnati a run.
3-0. That's high ball four. And Suarez has just walked in a run. And Ellie has walked for the third time tonight in as many plate appearances.
De La Cruz walked four times in this ball game. The Angels scored off Graham Ashcraft in the top of the sixth. He walked Taylor Ward to begin the inning. Next up was Miguel Sano.
Payoff pitch, lifted in the air, right center field. It is high, it is deep, it is far. Thompson on the run, he's out of room. That thing is out of here to right center field. Miguel Sano with his first home run of the year, which means that is his first home run since 2022 when he was playing with the Twins.
Nick Martinez took over. He threw a wild pitch that moved Drury to second base. He moved to third on a fly ball to center field. And then with Luis Ranjifo at the plate, LA scored their fifth run.
2-1 pitch is on the ground of the first baseman, Encarnacion Strand playing back. So the Reds concede the run as Encarnacion Strand takes it to first to get Ranjifo. A third run of the inning will score.
Here's the pitching line on Graham Ashcraft. 5-plus innings, 5 hits, 5 runs earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, a home run, 88 pitches, 53 of those for strikes. Aside from the wild pitch that set up the Angels' fifth run, Nick Martinez did a really good job in relief. He gave up a base hit in both the 7th and the 8th innings, but he kept LA off the board. Alexis Diaz came on to pitch the top of the 9th inning. He got a pop-up, a strikeout, and then ended the game against Zach Neto.
Diaz with a 1-2. Swing and a fly ball to right. Going back on it is Benson. He is there shy of the track, and he's got it. That's it. Reds win it 7-5 over the Angels tonight to take the first two games of this three-game series, and the Reds have locked up the Series W.
Reds win it 7-5. Here are the totals. For Cincinnati, 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. For the Angels, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 5. Ashcraft the winner, 3-1. Sandoval the loser, 1-3. Diaz saved number 3. Home runs in the game for LA. Sano number 1. Stevenson number 3. His first career grand slam. 2 hours and 50 minutes. 27,343 on hand at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Reds are now 11-9. The Angels fall to 9-12 with the defeat. Time to hear from Reds catcher Tyler Stevenson.
You kind of said yesterday, I've been the past week or so, I've been putting some really good swings on the ball. Fortunately, yeah, got a good pitch to hit. Didn't know if it was going to stay fair or foul. Luckily, it did stay fair. And yeah, it's been a lot of hard work, and it's good to kind of see some results coming for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody says that it evens out. I don't know if that's true or not. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we control the things we can control, and the prep and the swings and the decisions that I make are things that I can control. And that's really all I'm trying to do up there. Like, if I hit it hard and it's right at somebody, like, you can live with that. It's a long year, but yeah, like, just continue to put good swings on the ball, and that's really all I'm caring about.
David, did you make some adjustments earlier in the season? Were they bigger adjustments or smaller adjustments?
Just some small adjustments. Big thing is just trying to, like, obviously I'm a big guy, just long arms, and trying to let my hands be as free as possible. So just kind of giving myself some room with my hands, just to be able to catch the ball up front and just let them kind of take care of everything else.
Sunday afternoon, the Reds go for the three-game series sweep as right-hander Frankie Montas goes to the mound for the Reds. He's 2-2 with a 4.34 ERA. Right-hander Jose Soriano will pitch for the Angels. He's 0-2, his ERA 4.80. We're on the air with the pregame show at 1:10. First pitch is scheduled for 1:40. And once again, the final score on Saturday night, the Reds knock off the Angels 7-5. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.